Exclusive. Watch. GOP Jim Bognett releases ad hammering Dem Representative Matt Cartwright for voting with Biden 100% of the time. By Jacob Bliss on August 16, 2022. Republican Jim Bognett will release an ad on Tuesday hammering Democrat Representative Matt Cartwright for voting with President Joe Biden 100% of the time, Breitbart News can reveal. Bognett's campaign is releasing its first television ad of the general election campaign on Tuesday. In the ad, the Trump-endorsed Republican nominee for Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District hammers Cartwright for voting with President Joe Biden 100% of the time. In fact, Cartwright not only has voted with Biden 100% of the time but has also voted with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, just as reliably. The ad also outlines Bognett's plan to tackle soaring inflation caused by Biden's policies, which Cartwright has rubber-stamped during his time in Congress. The ad transcript. Bognett, Northeast Pennsylvania was crushed by President Biden's inflation. We need to stop begging foreign countries for oil, drill for more of our own, and eliminate the gas tax. But none of that will happen as long as liberals control Washington. Now, the media is saying that Congressman Matt Cartwright votes 100% of the time with Joe Biden, 100%. Your congressman should stand up to Joe Biden, not hang out with him. Bognett, during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday 2 weeks ago, hit Cartwright on his radical voting record, predicting that his opponent would vote for the Inflation Reduction Bill, which is poised to raise taxes on middle-income earners. Bognett suggested that Cartwright's record speaks for itself. He is going to raise taxes going into recession. And we know he's going to vote for it because he votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time, he stated. A vote for Matt Cartwright is a vote for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda. We can't take it anymore. People are getting crushed up here in Northeast Pennsylvania. During his appearance, he also argued that unseating Cartwright would serve as a referendum on Biden himself, as the president's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, is located within the district. Additionally, Bognett's campaign recently released an internal poll conducted between June 23 to 25 of 400 likely voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.70% that showed the Republican winning against the incumbent by 1 point. Cartwright received 45% of the vote, while Bognett received 46% of the vote. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.